Every year, I give Leslie the same present I give everyone, a crisp $20 bill. And every year, she gets me something thoughtful and personal. It makes me furious.
That's Ron Swanson from the TV show Parks and Recreation grumbling about the hunt for the perfect Christmas present. I'm very crap at buying Christmas presents. It's like an affliction. I'm never going to be able to sort of overcome this. When you're looking for the perfect gift, are you thinking about the look on a loved one's face when they peel back the wrapping? Or are you maybe picturing something else, what the present will look like when a picture is uploaded to social media? Luke Butcher is an associate lecturer in marketing at Curtin University. He says the social media-fueled condition, fear of missing out, or FOMO, as people call it now, is particularly bad at this time of the year. He's joining me now. Luke, first of all, can you explain FOMO? How does FOMO actually work?
Absolutely. I mean, I think FOMO, for more of a textbook definition, is that sort of apprehension that you're missing out on something else. So generally around things such as experiences, more so than perhaps the product. So I wouldn't say it's that somebody's missing out on owning the product, but they're missing out on the experience that comes with that product because for whatever reason they perceive others to be having that. So that's where it comes in with this desire to be connected and to be constantly connected to everything, because people are constantly sharing and creating these experiences, or at least making people aware of these experiences. And as a result, people really want to stay a part of that and immerse themselves in those little communities or social interactions.
So we use social media to kind of present ourselves to the world, pretty much the nice bits, right? Like, we're so happy always in social media, like we're the most happy people ever. We are never miserable. Very few people put up miserable pictures of themselves. Do we all want our lives to look like the best bits of everyone else's lives?
Yeah, I think so. I think our iPhones must have some pretty rose-coloured camera lenses on them at times, because it's always just that little perfectly cropped or filtered moment where you might not see the veneer that's behind it, and the fact that a lot of people probably aren't enjoying themselves as much as they are, or they might be sitting at their Christmas dinner kind of in an awkward conversation with a family member, but then they take a quick snap of them with a big grin on their face and some humorous little hashtag, and suddenly everyone thinks they're having the best time of their life. So, yeah, it's probably not always the case, though.
So FOMO's always been a thing, but it's just now at a ridiculous level because we get to sort of see each other all the time.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I was actually, earlier on today, I was in some PhD candidacy presentations around a lot of them looking at scarcity and things like that. And I think something I mentioned to them was that I think scarcity is, obviously from an economics perspective, I think FOMO is one of those, amongst various other constructs, that really takes it that step further, where sociology and marketing starts to come into it. I think it's similar to scarcity, but rather than scarcity with regards to supply and demand of resources, and people are worried about missing out on that, they're worried about missing out on perhaps those experiences that go with that, and that's generally much more of a socially connected thing.
Do you think wish list kids are writing to Santa are being influenced by FOMO? I mean, how young does social media start to influence what we want to receive?
I'd suggest it happens very, very young these days.
Like how young?
Well, I think as soon as a child's able to start interacting with technology, which generally these days is probably early as 2 years old, I would think. Mm. Obviously, parents, there's a lot of great tools out there for children to be using on technology, and a lot of those do have some degree of social interaction. Maybe they're not participating in social networking sites, but I think it's very much conditioned from a young age, or at least it will be coming through as these children grow up. But, yeah, I'd hate to see the Christmas shopping list for some of these parents, unfortunately. Sorry for Santa.
Do advertisers and companies know this about Christmas and FOMO? I mean, are they playing on this fear that we have and capitalising on it so we can spend more money?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think advertising in itself as a specific form of communication is quite constrained in what it can do, because it's generally quite a short exposure. So advertising, maybe not as much, because I think advertising, you're trying to get through a very simple message about here's what our product is, here's what it does, here's why you need to have it. By adding in that additional FOMO element to it, it might run the risk of perhaps confusing the message. So I think it happens to a degree, but I think brands are doing it in many other ways around things that have longer engagement, such as social media or events and things like that. But to be completely honest, I really feel it's more of a pull from the consumer as opposed to a push from the brands, where they're seeing these things that are going on that are being shared, and sometimes brands are facilitating these. And then from there, that's when the engagement happens and they go, okay, there's a spark there that says, I need to be a part of something. So I don't necessarily think it's always being pushed by brands, but I think they're very aware of that and they do facilitate the experiences or the opportunities for it to occur.
So quickly, the only way to deal with Christmas FOMO is to really pull yourself off Facebook, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And
it's
Twitter,
just like
and
the only way.
Interest in, yeah.
All right, everyone. Hold back. Don't upload those photos. Luke, thanks for joining me.
No worries.
And that's Luke Butcher, Associate Lecturer in Marketing at Curtin University on the intense FOMO felt at this time of the year. And I feel so guilty. I took my kids to their first ever Santa picture and I put it on Facebook and I'm just so worried about what that means about me now. I'm freaking out. Do you agree? Do you think FOMO is a thing and at this time of the year it's, well, we're all kind of, well... Well, we're sick, really. We're losing our minds. 0418-226-576. Text me if you suffer from FOMO or if you think everyone else suffers from FOMO and they should stop. Now, coming up very soon, we're going to do a bit of a wrap-up with two of our Tech Tuesday regulars. It's been a good year for robot fans. I'm going to talk about the best technology stuff that's happened this year.